So the recession, modern technology, conservation, and new production of energy driven in part by oil prices hovering at around $105 a barrel. Yes, I know that's a headache, but it's all upset the long-term trend lines of energy consumption in the United States. We, in fact, may be on a track to achieve the unthinkable, energy independence. Looking at the trend numbers and extrapolating them out to see where they lead is Clifford Krause, oil and gas business reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Clifford, what's going on here?
Oh, there are so many things that are going on. First of all, the bottom line is we're producing more energy, particularly oil and gas domestically, which was almost unthinkable just 5-6 years ago when people were expecting our natural gas resources were on the wane, and we, for 20 years, our oil production was going down. And what's happened is a very dramatic reversal to the point where we have this great surplus in gas and we may be exporting it in the next couple of years. And oil production is going up significantly every year. At the same time, and part of this is the recession, but I would argue more lastingly, changes in our car fleet and perhaps even sociological changes that are changing driving habits is producing a decline in consumption. Taken together, we're becoming less dependent on imports.
What's that going to mean for our politics and for the way we consume energy? The recession, of course, is a transitory phenomenon. The demand could bounce back, but other things you say are permanent.
Well, the trends seem to be stable. What does it mean for the way we consume energy? I would say that, first of all, gasoline is about 70% of the oil that we consume. And I would say that even if the economy picks up, you're going to have a decline in gasoline consumption. I'll tell you why. The average car today is on the road is about 10 years old. And so there's a natural turnover, which I would say would probably accelerate if the economy picks up. And the cars of today and the cars of the future especially are far more efficient than cars that were built, 5-10 years ago. So that helps a lot. We're telecommuting. We are shopping online. Young people seem to be much less interested in socializing in their cars than say, my generation. And so that's all very, very significant.
But environmentally, more production means a bigger impact on the environment.
Well, it does. It means more significant impact on our environment. If we produce oil in the global world, there's going to be an impact on the environment somewhere else. There's no question about it. I mean, we had the BP spill a couple of years ago. We can't forget that. The Arctic is fragile. We're going to be drilling more and more up there.
And we're vulnerable in all of those places as demand may not be increasing, but as production does increase. But it's a very interesting trend reversal reported by Clifford Krause, the oil and gas business reporter for our partner, The New York Times.